Can Godzilla pull off a bank heist without getting caught? What's normal at 3 p.m. but scary at 3 a.m.? Man buries hot Cheetos for future civilizations to find.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Barcast Comedy, where semi-pro comedians Zach and Old School Kurt answer crazy would-you-rather questions. Today I'm joined with, we have a big guest today, the return of Old School Kurt.
I'm back, baby.
Old School Kurt is back, baby.
And I'm skinny.
We got skinny Kurt. And he's got a 40 and a pumpkin.
With the Astros hat on. Hey, we may have lost, and Mattress Mack may have lost a bet. But, you know, have you ever thought about it? Mattress Mack would be a cool porn name. Sorry, I lost my track of thought. But Astros, we'll be back next year.
You'll be back. Please show us this pumpkin.
Okay. I was drinking and I was trying to make a Violent J pumpkin. It did not go well, but it is ICP because look at the side. It says ICP. Whoop whoop for all the juggalos out
there. I'm not a Stella's fan.
Where I live in Texas, anytime I don't want a 40, they're everywhere. The moment I want a 40, I have to go 5 places to find one. It was all tall boys, the Bud Light and Miller Lite. I'm like, I want malt liquor, dude.
Yeah, and I'm drinking this one just because that was all I had for my tall boys. I'm like, I'll drink it to rep with you. So how's it down in Texas? Anything new and eventful?
I'm trying to think of any stories. I will say back in the 1980s, when I used to go Halloween, I used to go trick-or-treating with my dad. And back in the 80s, we took it seriously. We took it like soldiers, man. My dad would get 2 pillowcases. He would hand them to me, and we were off. We would go from one side of my town to the next side, like, from 6 to 10, full of candy. When my dad saw an opportunity, he went for it. There was one time, me and him were trick-or-treating back in 1988. I was 8 years old. And we saw these 2 teenagers. They had to be 15. And they were lazy, too. Like, their outfit was like some cheap Friday the 13th mask. They both were dressed like Jason. There's 2 Jasons in that universe, apparently. Well, they got into a fist fight. Just started fighting each other, right? And I remember my dad looked at me and he goes, "Son, would you look at that? Isn't that ridiculous? Holy shit, they're dropping a bunch of candy. Go, son, go." So as they're fighting, their bags of candy hit the ground. And me and my dad go snatch up those bags, pour it in ours, throw it back towards them. And we take off and we come home and we have 4 bags of candy that night.
God dang, that's great.
And that's why I am a type 2 diabetic today. Cheers.
I'll drink to that. All right. Who would you rather have your back in a bar fight? Cat in the Hat, Lightning McQueen, or Kevin James?
Kevin James, because I think he would make everybody laugh, and it would not be a fight. And Kevin James looks like he can handle himself in a fight. But you know, fun fact about him. If you watch King of Queens, you would think he was like 6'2", or like 6'4". Like, he looks like a big guy, right? He's only 5'10", man. That's all he is, but I think he would make everybody laugh, and he would keep things under control.
Have the opportunity to meet Lightning McQueen, have your back in a bar fight, or Cat in the Hat, you're like, just Kevin James.
Well, I gotta be honest, I thought you said Pat in Hat, and I was like, that's probably some character I don't know about, so I'm just gonna go with Kevin James.
All right, so let's try this again, and let's see if your answer changes. Who would you rather have your back in a bar fight, Cat in the Hat, Lightning McQueen, or Kevin James?
Well, now that I've heard that, I'd probably say Lightning McQueen, because he could just run over everybody while I'm leaving. He just, if you have a car and a bar fight on your side, that's like, have you seen the movie Christine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having that car on your side just running over people.
I'm personally kind of between, not Kevin James for me, I kind of feel like Cat in the Hat or Lightning McQueen.
Well, if it's the Mike Myers Cat in the Hat, he was super evil, so he would be good in a bar
fight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He comes in with like a sledgehammer.
He comes out with a sledgehammer. He's got like a roller coaster. He can run over people. He says a bunch of inappropriate stuff for a children's movie. Yeah, I mean, he's going to kick some ass. But I got to go with Lightning McQueen. He's just running over people.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen is good. And like, I feel like a street fight, but bar fight's my only hesitation. I don't know. You know, it's a packed bar. That's going to be tough for a car to get in there and kind of help you.
Well, remember, he has cartoon rules. He has cartoon rules. So they're not the size of regular cars. But they'd just be a bumper car bumping into people.
Yeah, so he's just like a little scooter, like kid's car just coming in.
Okay, they'd probably Cat in the Hat, because he has magic. He has the little fish. He has the kids that can run in there and join the fight.
And Kevin James, I mean, that'd be like Paul Blart Mall Cop. Can Godzilla pull off a bank heist basically, he can cause all the damage he wants, everything, but he has to steal, like, the Mona Lisa, but nobody can suspect that it's Godzilla.
I think he could pull off a heist because he's friends with King Kong and other kaiju, so he could just blame it on them. He could pay them to go attack everything, and while they're attacking, he just leans down, takes the Mona Lisa. So, yeah, Godzilla could pull off a heist. He could pull off a heist.
Yeah, I was thinking that'd be a tough one, him having to, maybe if he causes a big distraction.
Could you imagine that movie, Heat, the Godzilla version, with Kong, Godzilla, Rodan, Ghidra, for all my kaiju friend out there? That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, I was just picturing her Ocean 11 style.
Godzilla's the leader. Kong's the right-hand man. You got Rodan as a sidekick. King Ghidorah's is like the villain, like the cops or the people that own the casino or something.
If you could pick four historical figures to pull off a bank heist with you, who would you pick? I'll go first to give you a second to think. So my lineup here, I'm thinking first I'm taking Al Capone for the muscle. He's kind of the bronze of the team. Next, I'm going to go with, let's go with Nikola Tesla. He'll be like my gadgets inventor and stuff. And then maybe like Abe Lincoln. He's a smooth talker, you know. He's going to like, you know, distract him while we make our way in. And then my other one I was thinking either would be, let's go with Hitler as another distraction.
Well, that's a hell of a distraction.
I think him coming back in time, people would be confused. And we have plenty of time to pull off the heist.
Okay, the first two would be Abraham Lincoln because he's super smart. And the second would be Harriet Tubman because she got that Underground Railroad. She could tunnel under the bank and steal the money. The third would be Doc Holliday. Like, I'm your Huckleberry. He'd just be shooting everybody, you know, and he's a real smooth talker. He could fight. He's got a gun. So Doc Holliday. My last one would be maybe Donald Trump because he would bullshit his way into the bank and be a distraction.
You're taking Trump as a distraction.
I'm taking Trump as a distraction while Harriet Tubman does an Underground Railroad up to it. And then Abraham Lincoln's just smart, kind of guiding her. Yeah. And then you got Doc Holliday as the muscle shooting people getting in the way. Solid team.
I don't want to sound like I don't know my history, but who's Doc Holliday?
Have you ever seen Tombstone? I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh.
That's Doc Holliday.
Okay, I got you. All right, choose your useless superpower. Would you rather have the superpower that anything tastes like chicken if you concentrate hard enough? Or you can convince anybody that they're adopted?
Damn, that would be super mean to convince people that they were adopted. And everything to taste, I'd go with everything tastes like chicken. Like if you're eating somewhere, like let's say you're at your girlfriend's house, her parents cook something that's nasty, but you have to act like you like it. But with the chicken thing, you could just, oh, it tastes like chicken. That way you never disappoint anybody. It's like, I cooked you something, honey. Tastes great, man. Tastes like chicken. That way you never hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'd have to do that probably too for the same reason. You just choose that one and then you just, anytime.
Now, if you're a villain, you're doing the adopted thing.
The adopted?
That's pretty funny, but man, I don't know there's many times that I would need that.
We could have used that when we lost to that dodgeball team that was cheating. We could have been like, oh yeah? Y'all were all adopted.
You lose in fantasy football, be like, oh yeah, you're adopted.
Your girlfriend breaks up with you, you're adopted. Which would be weird if she really was adopted. But
now I'm kind of wanting to go with that one, actually.
Nah, I'm going with the chicken one. I'm a nice guy. I'm going to do a chicken. That right. way, if you're making out with the girl, and let's say her breast stinks, it's like chicken. You can make out with her. It's like you're eating chicken.
Oh, God. A serial killer has kept you in his basement and starved you for the past 2 days, and he says he will let you go if you don't tell anybody. He lets you go. What do you do?
Oh, I fucking tell on him, or I go get a couple of homeboys of mine, and we go back and we beat the shit out of him.
We're going back. I was thinking, yeah, like just cue karate montage of me training.
Yeah, like a karate montage or cue that, you know, when everybody, not karate, but like the movies where they're all getting suited up, like the superheroes, like they're getting the guns, they get the suit on, the bat suit. For some reason, I have a Batmobile. We're going, we're beating the shit out of that guy. We're not going to kill him, but we're going to beat the shit out of that.
We're just breaking some kneecaps, that's all. What is something that's normal at 3 p.m., but scary at 3 a.m.? Like, I'll go first, an ice cream truck, you know, like just going through the streets.
Oh, that jingle
sound. Yeah. You hear that 3 a.m.
I would say,
or is that cool? And you're just like, ooh, ice cream.
Something that would be cool at 3 p.m. at scary at 3 a.m. I would say the theme song to Full House. If I hear that at 3 p.m., I'm pretty happy. I'm cheerful. But if I wake up and I hear, whatever happened to predictability, I'm like, that would freak me the hell out. So I'm going the Full House theme. Yeah, I don't want to hear that at 3 a.m.
Oh, God. Yeah, some other ones I was thinking, maybe like, I don't know, somebody digging a hole in their backyard. Who's digging a hole at 3 a.m.?
But even at 3 p.m., it can be kind of creepy.
Yeah, honestly, everything kind of is at 3 a.m. Phone ringing.
Oh, man, a phone ringing. I remember when I had that apartment in Denver, I swear to you, this happened. I think I told you about this. I was laying in bed, and it was and at 3 a.m., my TV turned on in the front room full blast. And I just mean full blast. And I had to get up. Luckily, I was off the next day. But I got up, and I just kind of tiptoed in my living room and looked around. And then I turned my TV off, and that freaked me out, man. Like, I had a bunch of weird stuff happen in that apartment. I had there was this one girl that I knew. We'll call her Kay.
Yeah.
And I found out that she had died. Like, she was an alcoholic, big-time alcoholic. And she drank herself to death. And I swear to you, dude, I was laying on my bed. It was probably 2 a.m. I was laying on my bed like this, just kind of halfway falling asleep. And I felt like something on my bed. And I turned and I saw her, and she had a glass, and she went, "You want a drink?" And then she disappeared. And it freaked me the hell out. That was right after I found out she died of alcohol poisoning. Rest in peace, Kay. But that scared the hell out of me. I don't know if that was actually her or I was halfway awake, but it scared me. What's so funny about some of those ghost hunters is they go see a ghost, and then the moment they hear a sound, they all run out screaming and leave. And I'm like, that's like a guy that's like a womanizer, and then he gets with the woman, and she's like, she starts taking off her shirt. He's like, he runs out, leaves. It's like, but that's what you're going at.
Well, that's a great comparison.
Because that makes no sense. Like, that's what you're there for.
Yeah.
Did you see that one video I sent you of the guy who buried the hot Cheetos for future civilizations to find?
On the inside of it, got a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and cast it in resin, and then beveled the edges. And then I ran wires to the Flaming Hot Cheetos with springs on the end so that it was elevated and seismically isolated so that if there was an earthquake, it wouldn't get damaged. And then we buried it underground with the help of the tractor.
They are good, and the future civilizations need to know about hot Cheetos.
They need to know. So if you could bury something for future civilizations to find, what would you bury?
I would probably bury maybe a big package of Sour Skittles, because Sour Skittles is a badass candy, and the future needs to know about Sour Skittles. Everybody in the future needs to taste the rainbow at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. How long do Skittles last? I think they last for a while.
They last for a good while, man. It could last a while if it's sealed up in the bag. And have you ever had Sour Skittles?
That's true. They're only, what are they going to do? Get more sour?
Yeah, and regular Skittles are good too, even though I would probably bury some Skittles, Sour Skittles. But if I had a second option, maybe some Swedish Fish, some candy corn in there. What about you? What would you bury?
First, I was thinking,
go ahead. I was gonna say, not a person.
Not a person. I'm like, I just bury Kurt.
Damn. With my hat on. Gotta have my hat on. I don't want them seeing my bald skeleton. I don't want them seeing this. This needs to be hidden.
Yeah, honestly, no. I think maybe like just like a toaster. Always the toaster. That'd be classic, you know, for future civilizations to be like, what?
Don't leave them. Don't be an asshole and leave a Reaper chip.
I changed my answer. I want Impractical Jokers season 3 on a DVD player for future civilizations to find.
If we can leave more than one thing, I'm leaving Sour Skittles and the movie Monster Squad. The people of the future need to know the movie Monster Squad, one of the best 80s movies of all time. And it's cooler than Goonies. I said it.
Hot take. I've actually never seen Monster Squad.
You never seen Monster Squad, dude?
Nope. I'm too young, I guess.
You know what? We should have done that while I was down there. We should have done that. You know how we watched Leprechaun and we did a live stream of that?
What's a laugh out loud movie scene that you laugh out loud every time you still see?
In the movie Hot Rod, that part where they're walking to the when he's gonna jump over the buses, and all those people start singing, and it's a real positive time. And then one of the guys like a guy just grabs a TV and he throws it through like a window, and then everything goes into chaos and there's riot police there and it makes no sense. That's my favorite comedy of all time is Hot Rod. Have you ever seen Hot Rod?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, that's my God. Classic. That is the funniest movie. That and Balls of Fury, another one of my favorite movies. Yeah. One of my favorite parts of that movie is when he gets the golden paddle. He gets the golden paddle, and he's holding it up, and the music's like, "Oh!" And then the black guy goes, "What is happening?" And they're like, "Oh, he got the gold paddle." Like that was stupid.
Mr. Daytona, we'll see you at the tournament.
What? What am I missing?
We got the golden paddle.
Are in the movie The Watch. Have you ever seen The Watch where they're fighting aliens? I love it when they're trying to figure out what's going on in the house, and you hear all those people moaning. They're like, "What's going on in there?" And then like the guy that's in the house walks over the corner and goes, "Hey guys," and they're like, "Ah!" Like, I don't know why, but that movie makes
crime. I've been making a citizen's arrest right now.
Why don't you just shut your cocksucker there, dickweed? Hey, Bill.
Bill.
I got four members of the Babysitters Club up here trying to solve some kind of mystery before Betty by time.
The underrated comedy, dude. That movie has made me cry a couple of times.
That's a good one. I was going to go with the other guys in the beginning where they're like, aim for the bushes.
Oh, yeah. Did they just die?
And they just jump off the building.
Special Forces Zipline. These guys are pros.
You thinking what I'm thinking, partner? Aim for the bushes.
That, and if we're going back, like if we go back to my time, The Great Outdoors with John Candy, my favorite scene of that is where he's, and for people who've seen it, is when he's leaning on the door and he's like, have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
He's like, Big Bear chased me. They're like, Big Bear. And he's like, no, out there. He's like, Big Bear chased me. Then they push the bear just jumps on his back and starts smashing him.
Come on in. I'm making you a sandwich.
Big. Ooh, big.
Big Bear!
Big Bear, chase me!
Yeah. Oh, then one other cool one, too, I saw on Twitter was I saw Sylvester Stallone divorced his wife because she wanted him to choose between him and the dog. So when they got divorced, he had a tattoo of her on her arm, and he caught it covered up with the dog's face over it instead.
Well, yeah, another cool story about Sylvester Stallone was... When he didn't have that much money and he was writing the screenplay for Rocky, and I could have this wrong, but he had a dog that he had to give away. And then once he got big with Rocky, he went and he brought his dog back. That's pretty cool.
I like that.
What's your favorite Stallone film? If I'm thinking Stallone, I like Demolition Man's good, but I'd have to say Rambo too, dude. Rambo 2, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I like the first one.
Yeah, Rambo, the first one is really good. The second one's good. If you've never seen Cobra, that's a good one too. It's so 80s cheese. Like, it's so corny, but you know me, I'm old school Kurt. I love the 80s, and that movie is so cheese.
All right, for this next segment, we're going to do ranking Deion Sanders' is trademarks. So Deion Sanders filed a bunch of trademarks recently, and so I'm a... just read them out off to you, and you give me your ranking on them, on like your thoughts of that as like your team's motivator, you know?
Slogan?
1 out of 10?
Yeah, 1 out of 10.
Okay.
All right.
First one, give me my theme music.
That's a 10. I'd want theme music.
Give me my theme music. That's a pretty good one. That's like a victory.
Because yeah, I think of Hollywood Hogan, but the bam, bam, you know, gotta have theme music, dude.
Right, next one, bull drunk.
Like B-U-L-L drunk. Nah.
I gotta say it too. Bull jive sounds better.
Next one. This is a great one. It's working or twerking.
A 5. It's kind of lame.
F around and find out.
Well, that's a 10 because that's an old one. That's a good one. That's one they used to say. It's like you ever see those videos, and it's like he effed around and found out, like some guy picking off some guy gets locked out.
Yeah, honestly, I'm surprised that one hasn't been like already taken.
I think it has been taken. I've heard that. I've heard that like for years before Deion Sanders got real big.
What about this one, Daddy Buck?
I mean, it's a cool stripper name for a guy at Chippendales, but other than that, nah.
Ain't nobody care.
I like that one. That's a 10. Ain't nobody care. It's lazy, and it gets to the point.
All right, I got two more here for you. The next one is We Keep Receipts.
That's a good one. I like that. Have you ever seen, do you ever watch Mad TV?
No.
Oh, there's a guy playing. His name is Will Sasso, and he plays Steven Seagal, and he's beating up people. And this guy goes, look, we don't want any trouble. And he goes, well then, you better keep your receipt. Because you just bought some, and then he kicks up. It's so stupid. So I love that. Keep the receipts.
All right. I'm a fan of that one, too, now. And last one is Pitbull and Pumps.
Okay, that just sounds weird.
It just doesn't really make sense.
I don't like that, a Pitbull. I guess what he's trying to say is, like, that team look real tough, but they're really girls.
But they're girls.
I'm not saying girls aren't tough, but I'm just saying that's what I think he means.
Another one I saw was this man got arrested for faking a heart attack in over 20 restaurants to get out of paying the bill.
Damn.
And it was only like a $30 bill.
That's extreme. Like faking heart attacks, you know, you keep, you know what? You F around and find out when you have a real heart attack, it's going to be the boy who cried wolf. Ain't nobody going to believe you.
And over 20 times too, though, like, God dang, his acting had to be really good though, to be able to do it that many times and get away with it.
Good Lord. That doesn't even make sense. He fakes like he's having a heart attack, and then he has to pay an ambulance bill. Like,
yeah, he just gets up and leaves afterwards. He's like, no, I'm just going to leave.
Nah, I'm fine, man. This food, I was just allergic to that food.
A portal opens up, connecting Earth to a fictional universe. Which world will you pick? Hogwarts? Jurassic Park? Or Super Mario?
Oh, Super Mario. You know I'm a big Mario fan. I'm going Super Mario, man. I'm chilling, smoking a blunt with Mario and Princess, and we're going to eat shrooms. We're going to have a good time chilling with Toad, fighting Koopa. The Mario world's such a colorful world. And by the way, if you haven't seen the movie's fantastic. So, yeah, I'm going with the Mario world. You know I'm an old school Nintendo guy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Jurassic Park. Like, there's plenty of movies on how that goes. I feel like we don't need to bring some dinosaurs to the Earth. Hogwarts would be pretty cool, though. Other than I'm not really a big Harry Potter fan, but if I can fly around, if I can do some flying, I want to go to the Hogwarts. Otherwise, probably Mario. That'd just be fun.
Yeah, I'm not a hater of Harry Potter. It was just something I never got into. Kind of like Lord of the Rings. I don't hate Lord of the Rings. I'm just not into it.
How many movies are there now? I don't even know.
Now, the Hobbit trilogy, I liked, and I'm going to tell you why. A lot of people that like Lord of the Rings, they hated the Hobbit trilogy. They love Lord of the Rings trilogy. Here's why I like the Hobbit trilogy. The Hobbit trilogy was a better story. I could understand what was going on, and it had better characters. Lord of the Rings was too damn boring, and I still have no idea what those movies are about. Too long, too bloated, no idea.
I'm with you on that. All right. Would you rather have to eat Long John Silver's for the rest of your life? Or forage for food.
Long John Silver's is like tasty as hell. I would eat Long John. We used to have one in Galveston over here. And I used to go there all the time. So I'm taking Long John Silver's. That's some good damn food. I'll take that right now every damn day.
Dang, I'm not a Long John Silver's fan. So I was like.
Long John Silver's is tasty, man. You can scavenge. But dude, if Long John Silver's used to hit hard down here in G-Town, man.
In G-Town.
That's what we call Galveston, G-Town.
Galveston, I like that.
Right, would you rather get $1,000 for every hour that you ride a bike, or $700 for free up front, and that's it?
Well, I would take the $1,000 for every time I rode a bike. I mean,
every hour.
Yeah, but if you stop, do you just not get paid? Okay, so if I wrote a book. If I ride a bike for an hour and ride a book, okay, if I rode a bike for an hour and I got $1,000, hell yeah, I would do that. I would just, like, one weekend, I'd be like, I'm going to ride for about 5 hours nonstop.
Yeah.
$5,000, don't have to work.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's the move, too. That was probably too easy of a question.
Oh, yeah, because I know you would do that.
Yeah, I didn't know if you could ride a bike.
Oh, I have a butt. Remember, I'm not fat boy anymore. I'm not fat like when he saw me. Look how big this shirt is on me now. By the way, y'all, this is my, it's my Halloween costume. This is the first shirt when I met Zach. We started the Barcast. The first shirt he ever saw me in. My dodgeball shirt back when I was fat boy. Look how big this thing is.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather have giant eagles or giant spiders that exist on Earth?
Giant eagles. Giant eagles.
Could you imagine, though, giant eagles coming down? You know, we'd be like a fish or like a mouse that they'd be swooping down and picking us up.
Would you rather have that or be sleeping one night and a bunch of giant spiders run into your basement?
You're right. That's even scarier, honestly.
At least with if they scoop me, I have a chance. I can hide. If a spider's coming after you, a giant, you're done.
Yeah, that'd be like Starship Troopers.
You know what? That is one of the most underrated movies of all time. That movie is great and still holds up.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite, probably the most watched movie from my childhood.
It was great. It came out when I was like, it came out when you were born and I was 17. I went and saw it with my dad at the dollar movie, man. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, I loved it. It had action in it. It had a football scene. It also had boobs in a scene. It was great.
I know where like the guys and the girls are just all showering together.
But yeah.
But you know what's crazy about that movie? That was in 1997. And those effects of the creatures still hold up today.
Yeah, honestly, it's pretty good.
It's really good. If y'all haven't seen Starship Troopers, man, go see it. It's the same director as RoboCop. And if you haven't seen RoboCop, I don't know what to tell you. RoboCop from 87 is great.
A zookeeper will pay you $60,000 to feed a gorilla a banana. You will have to go inside the cage and feed it. He might eat it. He might attack you. I don't know. Do you accept the challenge?
Probably not, dude, because there ain't no amount of money worth dying for.
I feel like, I don't know. Maybe you just like don't stare, you know, the gorilla will be nice. You don't stare him in the eyes.
If I throw it to him and I just slowly back away for a minute, then yeah, I'll take the 60 grand.
No, you got to hand feed the gorilla.
Gorillas are peaceful if you just leave them alone.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if I just kind of hold it out there, he'll be happy.
Yeah, but that's kind of like poking the bear, because most bears, they don't really want to attack you unless they feel like you're a threat. But if you got a banana, he might see you as a homie, too.
True. All right, what's your price for having to, how much would it have to take for you to feed the gorilla?
$1 million.
Because here's the thing. He kills me. Okay, I die. I survive, set for life. So let's make that $30
million. $30
million? Because you're set for life, dude. Like, if I give him a banana, and then I get with the hot chick who feeds me bananas. Let's go.
Yeah, I think they're just going to go with me at 60 grand.
All right, go for it, 60 grand. Just be really, really, really careful.
Yeah. All right, you got any questions?
If you had to take one band on a quest with you to slay a dragon, who would you take?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to go with Tenacious D. I want him to play the greatest song in the world.
And I bet you'll never guess who I would take.
Who are you taking?
Insane Clown Posse, dude. Violent J and Shaggy Too Dope. We're drinking Faygo. We're slaying dragons. We hook up with some Juggalettes. ICP, baby.
I don't even know why I asked. The pumpkin on
whoop,
the screen.
Whoop. Wish this was Faygo. Because this tastes like garbage now.
All right. For this next segment, I thought we could ask AI to make up some words for us. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask ChatGPT to make up some words for us.
Okay.
So I'll go first. My word is going to be, for ChatGPT, can you please invent a word for when you think you're winning in Mario Kart, but then you realize you have actually been looking at the wrong screen the whole entire time? And let's see what it came up with. How about Mario Delusion or Victory Gaze? These terms could describe that feeling, thinking you're winning in Mario Kart, but then you realize you have been looking at the wrong screen all along.
Wow, I like Victory Gaze. That sounds cool. If I had to ask it a question, I would be like, hey, AI, if I get really drunk and hook up with a woman, what do you call it when you're drunk and she looks like Jenna Jameson, and then you wake up with her and she looks like Hillary Clinton?
Okay. That's too much for me to type into ChatGPT.
I'll come up with Victory Haze, because when you were drunk as hell, she looked badass. And then when you sobered up, she looked no.
Victory Hayes.
Victory Hayes.
All right, well, let me think of another one we could do. Please invent a new word for...
Invent a new word for when your football team's got the game won and then they choke in the last second.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so I did a different word. Sorry. The word I did was, please invent a new word to describe the emotion of a Broncos fan always thinking you're a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl. You could call it Bronco-timism.
Oh, that's a good one. Bronco.
Or quarterback yearning. These words capture the emotion of a Broncos fan who consistently believes that their team is just one exceptional quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl.
Russell Wilson is still good. I just need to give him some time.
I'm a Russell Wilson supporter, too.
Me, too.
All right, for our last segment here, let's do our copycat segment of the week. It's where you copy a segment from another podcast and we do it on ours. So today we're going to copy the Bein' Ian podcast with Jordan.
Oh, we're gonna no. Why'd you put that song back in my head? Bein' Ian.
That's going to be stuck in my head now all day. All right, so for this segment, what we're going to do is we're going to be playing the game called Mind Meld. So what we do is, I'm going to count down from three, and on the count of three, we're each going to say a word, and then we have to try and figure out what our word has in common, and we'll count down from three again, and then we'll keep saying a word until we guess the exact same word.
Okay.
And we'll try and do it as quick as possible.
All right.
This is going to be either a great game, or this is going to go terrible, or we're never going to get it.
It just depends, man.
All right. So we'll go 3, 2, 1, word, and then say whatever. All right. 3, 2, 1, Texas.
Dodgeball.
All right, so what does Texas and dodgeball have in common?
Both three. Make you sweat.
No, yeah, on the count of three.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, hot.
Sweat. Ah, it's close.
Okay, we got to do it again, though. What does hot and sweat have in common?
Heat. Oh. I suck.
All right, let's try this again. It doesn't work online because we also don't say it at the same time.
Let's start all over with it.
All right, let's start again. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Beavers.
Ghost. Ghost and beavers. Ghost and beavers. What do they have in common? 3, 2, 1.
Fake. Scary.
Scary and fake. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Haunted house. Damn it.
Ooh, haunted house and dark. What does haunted house and dark have in common? All right, 3, 2, 1.
Spooky. Scary. Oh, that's close. That's close. Scary is spooky. That's close. That's right there.
God damn it. So close. Let's do one more. 3, 2, 1.
Russell Wilson. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just leave it there. Just leave it there. And that was not planned. That was not planned.
There's all this Bronco stuff in the background. Good dang, that was impressive.
That was perfect.
All right, that's all for this episode of the Barcast. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. Don't forget we're giving away a toaster at 10K subscribers. Also, check out Old School Kurt on all platforms. Anything else you want to shout out?
Go Texans! We're going to make the playoffs this year, hopefully.
Subscribe. Doo-doo-doo!